We know our ag audience pushes the pencil in the winter months. So do we. This year, we decided to spend the money on some new equipment. And like you, we don't make those decisions easily. However, it is time to upgrade the system used to store the audio for our website. Now, if you listen online, this is a big deal, and we need your help. Call now with a pledge of financial support at 217-244-9455 or just hit the red Contribute Now button at the top of willag.org.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Good morning on this Thursday. Let's check in on some of the news for the morning. The national average basis for corn was down a penny overnight at 22 cents under the March contract for the futures. The corn index up 4 cents at $4.32. The national average basis for beans down a penny at 43 cents under the March contract. And the DTN National Soybean Index was down 7 cents at $13.11. The national average basis for the hard red winter wheat unchanged at 23 under the March contract. DTN's National Hard Red Winter Wheat Index up 6 cents at $6.69. And the national average for the soft red down a penny at 14 cents under the May futures, while the DTN National Hard Red Index for the spring up 3 cents at $6.74. From the United States Department of Agriculture at the Ag Forum this morning. The announcements come that say the acres will be updated. They're suggesting 79.5 million soybean acres will be planted this year. That's up 3.9%. 92 million corn acres, down 3.5% from the previous year. Wheat down 1.2%. The season's average prices for each of those commodities, according to the USDA Ag Forum, as released this morning in Washington, D.C., corn at $3.90, beans $9.65, and wheat at $5.30. In a moment, we'll hear about the agricultural weather forecast. Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated will be with us.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
A winter storm will continue to work its way across the Midwest today. We fully expect to see snow fall heavily from areas in eastern Nebraska through Iowa into Wisconsin and parts of Minnesota. The storm system is still looking about as it did yesterday, with 4 to 10 inches of snow accumulation likely, and will likely see blizzard or near blizzard conditions occur across much of the region. The strongest winds will probably be impacting central and northeastern parts of Iowa about the same time the heaviest snow falls here later this afternoon, and it will continue overnight tonight as it shifts, the storm system shifts into Wisconsin and parts of Minnesota. Travel across these areas will be discouraged this afternoon. It wouldn't be surprising to see a few road closures because of the heavy snow and blowing snow. And things will get a lot better, though, shortly after that as we get into Friday and on into Saturday. The rest of the Midwest will be impacted by the same storm, but it's going to be mostly a rain event, with thunderstorms likely in quite a few areas coming out of the Delta into the Tennessee River Basin and into the eastern and lower parts of the Midwest. Those areas will likely see some locally heavy rainfall, and it wouldn't be surprising to see a few severe thunderstorms occur as well. The severe weather is going to be most likely from parts of the Delta into the Tennessee River Basin and maybe extending northward into parts of Kentucky and a few immediate neighboring areas. Large hail and damaging wind could occur with some of these stronger storms. It wouldn't be surprising to see an isolated occurrence of a tornado or two as well. The storm system responsible for all of this will likely shift out of the region as we go Friday into Saturday, and we won't see another major storm system in the Midwest again for a while. Probably the very last days in February, more likely the first days in March, will be the next opportunity that precipitation of significance will impact the region. And this will be one of those situations where the cold high-pressure system from the weekend and early part of next week will reach the southeastern part of the country and start pumping moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico, spreading moisture into the southern U.S. plains and setting the stage for perhaps a new rain and snow event in some of the very driest areas in that part of the country. The storm system that evolves may move across the heart of the Midwest, but again, this is in early March, still a long ways out in the forecast. We can't get too excited about it at this point in time, just simply because it's so far out in the forecast, but the scenario playing out is typical for a late winter, early spring type weather pattern, and we'll continue to monitor it rather closely. The temperature bias across the region will continue to be relatively warm, with the exception of the northern plains and upper Midwest. These areas will become bitterly cold relatively quickly. We'll expect to see the high temperatures today varying from the 20s and 30s in the far northwestern corner of the Corn Belt to readings in the 60s and even some 70s occurring in the Ohio River Basin. And then tomorrow we'll start seeing cooler air spread across at least across a fair amount of the region. And we'll expect to see the highs in the north running in the teens and 20s. That would be from the Dakotas into parts of Wisconsin, and 30s and 40s in the Great Lakes region. And then areas to the south will still be looking at 40 and some 50 degree highs. As we move on out another day on Saturday, the temperatures will not change greatly, but as we go from Sunday into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, the temperatures will turn colder, and we'll look for afternoon temperatures below zero in the far northwestern Corn Belt during that period of time, and we'll probably see the afternoon highs in the southern parts of the Midwest confined to the 20s and 30s. Yes, there's another polar vortex. It will be impacting the weather across the region during the early to middle part of next week, but it is expected to abate relatively quickly. We will see warming in early March, but that's, again, when we're going to see that next larger storm system evolve. The low temperatures will get coldest during the late weekend through the middle part of next week. Sub-zero readings will occur southward to central Iowa and extreme northwestern Illinois, while most other lows will be in the upper single digits and teens. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the weather forecast for the growing regions across the planet. Now let's check in on what the marketplace has been up to this morning. In Chicago, futures are trading like this. The corn at $4.52¾ is down a penny in the March. July at $4.63¾, down one. And December corn at $4.67¾, a half of a cent lower. Soft red in the lead option March at $6.16½, down 3¾ for the wheat. Futures in the bean pit, March contract 13.52¼, down two. The July at 13.25, up a quarter. And November at $11.39½ in the bean pit, 2½ cents higher. Bean meal down $2.90. Bean oil up 32 cents. April live cattle at $142, even up 17½. The March feeders at $171.25, 7½ cents higher. And April lean hogs at $96.70 are down 50 cents. On the phone line with us to make some sense of what's been happening in Chicago in the overnight hours and what might that portend for the rest of the day is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. And thank you so much for taking the time with us this morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, let's start with the ethanol market and gasoline in particular. Price has been creeping up. Any indication of what that might mean?
Should be add to a discretionary blending, and I would think that with ethanol margins as good as they are, that we will continue to see ethanol producers outbid the export market for corn.
Yeah, so that should continue to keep basis levels fairly strong, I would think, certainly around local ethanol plants.
I would expect that to be the case, although we saw this morning, we saw the commercial interests back off a little bit on the corn, and we're seeing some bear spreading here this morning. I think it's interesting, Todd, that December corn's got a little uptrend kind of underway, and a lot of talk that we're going to take another look on December corn at this 470 area, 475, something along that line. Certainly, the numbers that came out from USDA this morning in line with what we saw earlier last week may not support a huge move up in the new crop corn.
Well, this week, the Ag Forum this morning getting underway, and they're telling us today that USDA is saying soybean acres in the coming year will be 79.5 million. That's up 3.9% from the previous year. Corn at 92 million, down 3.5%. Wheat up 1.2%. But the season average prices, while that corn number is down pretty dramatically, 3.5 lower for the planted acres, just $3.90 for the corn, $9.65 for the beans, and wheat at $5.30. Take it with all with a grain of salt at this time?
Oh, I think so. It's pretty darn early to be talking about that. But if you do believe these USDA numbers, you ought to be selling everything right now.
Well, we'll see how many people believe them. And, hey, back to the ethanol plants and then to the old crop. I know there are some places. I was in Belleville at a meeting last night, and they're at $4.75 on their cash bids from the ethanol plant already.
We're still seeing plus basis, steady to plus basis on corn into the ethanol plants in this area as well.
Okay. Anything that you think producers really ought to do at this time? Do they need to do anything other than to consider what their options are for crop insurance?
I think they ought to be looking at crop insurance pretty seriously, but really in this 1140, 1145 area on the November beans, I think you need to be a seller there on these new crop beans.
Why?
It just looks to me like we've got inching up those acres. Will 79.5 be enough acres? Maybe not. So just seems to me like this is, with the big South American crop in the wings, this is maybe a selling opportunity.
Okay, thanks so much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden, of course, is with AgriView out of Morton, Illinois, joins us here on the opening market report from WILL AM 580 and HD3 FM in Urbana, Illinois. We're coming up on just one after the hour of 9 o'clock Central Time. Stay with us throughout the day. We'll bring you our ag programming. You can always find it and listen to it anytime you'd like on our website at willag.org in its entirety, posted there not long after it airs on our radio station. Can't get to the radio stations, can't find the web, just call this number, 217-333-3434. We update that one with a little analysis and either some of the numbers are from the opening or the close at about 10:15 and 3:15 each and every business day. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.